Today's daf is Bava Metzia Daf Tzadik Beis, and we are at the Mishnah, the second Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Aleph Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learnt as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasunim Batzoru Vashiv. Zok the Mishnah. Hoya Isa Beteinim. So we're continuing to discuss halachos related to a poyel. The name of the parak is Hasoicher Es Hapoyelim. Specifically, the halacha that states that a poyel that's working in somebody's field is allowed to eat from the peiros in the field that he's working with. Of course, given several parameters, but there is a certain schus, achila, that the poyel has. We're continuing to discuss the Shulchan Aruch of those halachas. So says the Mishnah, in the event that there was a poyel who was oisa b'te'enim, he was working with figs, lo yoichob anovim, he's not allowed to eat from anovim. Meaning, if this field had te'enim and anovim, he's working with the te'enim, he could eat te'enim, but he can't eat from the anovim. But anovim, if he's working with the anovim, lo yoichob te'enim, he's not allowed to eat from the te'enim. Aval, however, meineyes atzmoy, ad shemagil mokim yofos v'oichob. Let's say he's working with te'enim, and he knows he's going to be working later with anovim, and he is a little more tempted to eat the anovim than he is the te'enim. So he can hold himself back from eating the te'enim, build up an appetite, so that when he gets to the anovim, he'll eat more. That's not an issue. Another halacha, v'chulam lo yamru ela b'shas melacha. Mi'ikar adin, the only time a poyel is allowed to eat is if he's eating while he's doing the malacha. So he's multitasking. He's working and eating at the same time. But if he wants to take a break during the malacha to eat, that's not something he'd be allowed to do. But the Mishnah says, Avol mishum hoshev abeda labaylam. But because of the concept of Hashavas Aveda Labailim, Amru the Chachamim said, Poyalim Oichlam Bali Chosam Yuman Omen, that a poyel is allowed to eat while he's traveling from one row to another row within the vineyard, Ubachazirosim and Agas. Additionally, when he's coming from the wine press back to the vineyard, then too he'd be allowed to eat. Meaning, what the Mishnah is saying is that really, Mi'ikar Adin, based on the Din Dei Raisa of Achilas Poyalim, the only time the poyel would be allowed to eat is if he's eating while he's actually doing the malacha. But the Chachamim went, and the Chachamim said that we're going to tweak this halacha, and we're going to allow the poyel to eat even not while he's doing the malacha. We'll allow him to eat while he's going from one shura to another shura. He's not working right now. He's going from shura to shura. We're going to allow him to eat when he's coming from the wine press back to the vineyard, which again, it's during the job, but he's not physically involved in the malacha right now. And the reason the Chachamim did that is because they felt that it was in the interest of the Balabayas. In fact, the Mishnah refers to it as Hashavas Aveda. They're literally returning an Aveda to the Bailam. What's the Svara? It's very simple. The Bailam would rather that the Poyalim not work while they're doing the malacha, but instead eat while they're traveling from place to place. So being that it's in the interest of the Balabayas, so it's for that reason the Chachamim said, even really based on the Din Torah, the only time the poel should be allowed to eat is physically while he's doing the malacha. But if he's traveling from place to place, not afal pikein, this is something that we're going to allow. The Gemara is going to elaborate on this point. And finally, ubichamor kishehi pirekes. The halacha is that a chamor is allowed to eat kishehi pirekes while the chamor is being unloaded. The Gemara is going to explain what this means as well. Either way, the Mishnah mentioned a few bullet points, a couple of very straightforward halachos related to the schus that a poyel has to eat from the peiros of the balabais while he's working in the field of the balabais. The Gemara now is going to explain the halachos of the Mishnah. Ibayulahu. So the Gemara begins with an ibayah that the Bnei Yeshiva had. Oisa begefen zem, maushi yoichal begefen achar. What happens if you have a person who's working in a vineyard? He's working on one gefen. Could he eat from another gefen? What's the shailo? Mimin sha'ato noisen lekelov shabalabayas b'inam v'hoiko. Do we need that the poyel should be eating from the min, from the species, right? From the specific thing that he's working on, and in this case he is, meaning he's working on a gefen and he's eating from a gefen. Or maybe mimin sha'ato noisen lekelov shabalabayas b'inam v'hoiko. Or is the halacha that the only time that the poyel is allowed to eat from the balabayas is not only if it's mimin, but if it's mima. It has to be literally and physically the thing that he's working on. And in this case, he's eating from one gefen, and now he's going to be taking from a different geffen. In other words, the Mishnah had discussed that if somebody's oisav te'enim, he can't eat from anovim. Banovim, he can't eat from te'enim. So we see already that even though there's a schus to eat, but we're going to get a little bit nuanced and we're going to make sure that he's eating specifically from what it is that he's working with. But the Mishnah talked about te'enim and anovim, which are two completely different minim. The shaila that the Gemara has, what would be if it's the same min, but it's not the same thing? Do we say that it's enough that it's the same min, or does it physically have to be the same thing? Now Rashi says, we're not farmers, but Rashi says that the metzias would have to be that a person's working in a vineyard, he's working now in one geffen, he's going to eat from the other geffen. How's that even possible? So the case is he's going to go to one of these gefanim, he's going to take anovim, he's going to bring them over to the place that he's working, and while he's working on the geffen, he's going to eat it. So theoretically, he's checking off all the boxes. He's eating while he's working. It's the same min. The problem is, he's eating from a different geffen while he's working on this geffen. Is that okay or is it not okay? So the Gemara immediately interrupts. And the Gemara says, "Intim lo imarna." If you're going to say, "Oisa begeffen zeh, lo yoichel begeffen acher," that if the halacha is that if I'm working on one geffen, I'm not allowed to eat from the other geffen, so shor b'mechuber heichel yachel, how's it possible the loisa say in the Torah of leisachsim shor b'dishay as it relates to mechuber? So we know that all the halachas that are true for a pile are true for a shor as well. The Gemara had said that just like a poyel is allowed to eat from mechuber and talish, so to a shor is allowed to eat from mechuber and talish. It was a little bit of a chiddush, because really the pasuk's example of the schus achila that a shor has, loisachsim shor b'disha, is talking about when the shor is threshing, when pashtus it's already talish. But we learned out from a limud that a shor is also allowed to eat from mechuber, meaning the loisase of loisachsim shor b'dishay is true even when it's mechuber. Now, the Gemara says that if you're going to tell me, oisa begefen zeh, lo yoichel begefen achar, so how's it possible shor b'mechuber? Now, what exactly the Gemara's question is a machloikis Rashi and Tosfos. Hatzad ha-shava shabahen, it's a metzias question that I believe most of us probably can't relate to so much. But either way, the Gemara is arguing that if the shor is working on one geffen, then by definition, it's going to be impossible for him to eat from that geffen. And if the Torah says, loisachsim shor b'dishay, that you have to allow him, must be, what the Torah is saying is, you have to allow him to eat from another geffen. And if that's the case, and you see clearly that oisa begeffen zeh, oichel begeffen achar. In other words, the Gemara is saying that we have a shayla whether oisa begeffen zeh, whether you could eat from a geffen achar, it has to be that way. Then shor b'mechuber heichi yachal. How would it ever be possible? Isachsim shor b'disha b'mechuber. It's always going to be a geffen achar. But Amar Rav Sheshi Beit Ravidi, Sheshi Beit Ravidi said it's not a good taina b'shrach. You could always say that it would be negeya shor b'mechuber in the event that the vine or the tefuah that he was working on was very, very long. In the event it's very long, it's possible for the shor to be working on it and eating it at the same time. Meaning, if it's a shorter geffen, then this metzias doesn't work itself out. But if it's a longer geffen, not, and that is the Gemara's answer. So either way, that's the shaila. The shaila is that the Mishnah said, what about if someone's oisa big geffen, and he wants to be oichel the geffen, but it's a different geffen? Is the nekuda that you have to get the right min, or does it have to be literally mimasha ato oisa? It has to be physically the thing that you're working on. So the Gemara says, Toshma, let's see if we can bring it right from the Mishnah itself. What does it sound like? Dafka, if you oisa b'te'enim, you can't eat from anovim. Ha te'enim b'te'enim, dum yu te'enim b'anovim oichel. It sounds like that if you wanted to eat from te'enim, where the te'enim was dumya the te'enim va'anovim, it would be okay. If you're going to tell me oisav begeffen zeh, ein yoichel begeffen achar. But if you're going to tell me that if you're oisav begeffen zeh, you can't eat from a geffen achar, how would that be possible? In other words, the Gemara is saying, if this halacha that says that the only time the puzzle had to eat is if he's eating from the thing that he's physically working on, so why did the Mishnah say, ha'yoisav b'te'enim lo yoichel ba'anovim? It sounds like the issue is it's a different min. Say better. If I'm working on one thing, I could only eat from that thing. So if I'm oisa b'te'enim, obviously I could only be oichel from te'enim because I could only eat from the thing that I'm working on. From the Mishnah, it's not mashma that way. From the Mishnah, it's mashma. The issue is te'enim v'anovim. Because if even te'enim v'te'enim, dumi te'enim v'anovim would be a problem, then the Mishnah should say that if you're oisa b'te'enim, lo yoichel afilu b'te'enim achar, which is a much bigger chiddush. For care, from the Mishnah, you see that the fact that it's Something that I'm not working on in and of itself is not a problem. What's the problem? The problem is it's a different min. Oh, so isn't the Mishnah literally a mafurish raya to one side? But the Gemara says, I'm Rav Sheshi Beit Ravidi. Rav Sheshi Beit Ravidi again said, bim mutlis. Could be enochinam. From the Mishnah, you have a very good dik. What you see from the Mishnah is that there's a time where you're oisib b'te'enim lo'yechel ba'novim, but if you're oisib b'te'enim, you'd be oichel b'te'enim. But could be it's not talking about the case that we set up earlier, where a person's going to take a novim from one side of the vineyard and bring it to the place that he's working. He's going to take te'enim from one part of the farm and he's going to bring it to the place that he's working. It could be the case he's talking about where there was a gefen, and in the gefen, there were vines, or there was a te'ena, and in the te'ena, there were vines of gefen that were intertwining it. Now, this person was working on the te'ena, and the vines were getting in the way. So what he had to do was, he had to pick up the vines, and he had to push them over to the side. Over there, the person's oisa b'te'enim, but he's also a little bit oisa b'gefen, because the gefen are in the way, and he has to move it a little bit to the side. It's in that case that the Mishnah says that hayoisim b'te'enim lo yoichal ba'anovim, despite the fact that he really is a little bit oisim ba'anovim. And fakert, in that case, if it was te'enim b'te'enim anovim ba'anovim, we had a comparable case where I'm not mamish working on it, but a little bit I am working on it, could be anachinami. You would be able to eat it, but that was not the shayla. The shayla was where I'm taking it from point A and I'm bringing it to point B. For that, you can't be machir from the Mishnah. Meaning, it could be the Mishnah that made a big deal about how yo'isa b'teinim lo yechav anavim is talking about where it was mudlis. There, the halacha enochanami is true only if it's two different minim. If it's the same min being that I am oisa in it a little bit, over there I would be able to eat it. But enochanami, it could be if it was two minim on two or even the same min on two different sides of the field that you're working, it could be even in the same min, the halacha is, you would not be able to work on it. Tashma, the Gemara says, let's see if we could bring a rai from the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Abu Meneas Atzmoi, Achema Gil, Mokam Ayavis. So the Mishnah said, Hoyoisa b'te'enim lo yoichal ba'novim, ba'novim lo yoichal b'te'enim. But what you could do is, you could hold yourself back a little bit, show some restraint, build up an appetite, so that later when you get to the place where the food that you want to work, what you want to eat is, you'll be working on it, you'll be able to eat it, and even though you're going to be eating a little bit more, that's something you're allowed to do. Says the Gemara. If you're going to tell me, oisa b'gefen zeh, oichel b'gefen achar, if the halach is, that if I'm oisa b'gefen zeh, I could eat b'gefen achar, nezel v'nesi, v'nechel hasam. So why do I have to hold myself back, and why do I have to show restraint? Why can't I just go to that other place and bring the food over to where it is I'm working, and let me eat it over there? There's no problem of oisa b'gefen zeh, oichal b'gefen achar, so why can't I just go there? Meaning, why do I have to hold myself back? So the Gemara says, enochin, I mean, really, you could do that, but hasa mishum bitul malacha. The reason that would be a problem is because in the middle of the workday, if you're going to go and you're going to start bringing things from point A to point B, you're going to be mevatel the malacha from the Baal HaBayis, and that's not something you're allowed to do. And in that case, lo yikami bayilon, ki kami bayilon, the shayla was, heichat ikka ishta yubanav mai. In the event that ishta yubanav is there, so over there you can send them, and the question is that something you're allowed to do? Is that not something you're allowed to do? Meaning, it could be the Mishnah that said Abu Meneas Atzmai is talking about, because there would have been a bitul malacha problem. Because of the bitul malacha, that would be the issue. But enochanami, if there was no bitul malacha, it could be, there would be an etza. Now, what's the halacha? Would there not be? That's the by the Gemara. But either way, you can't be poshted from our Mishnah, says the Gemara. Let's see if we can be poshted from the next part of the Mishnah. So we're literally going through the entire Mishnah trying to see if we could be poshted our shayla. Tashma, v'kulun layomer ela b'shas melacha. Avom lepnei hoshev aveidu labaylam omru, poyalim oichlam ahalichasam yomen l'umen u'bechazirosam enagas. The Mishnah said that really the only time the poel should be allowed to eat is while he's doing the melacha. However, because of v'ashavas aveidu, the chachamim said that a poel is allowed to eat when he goes from umen l'umen, and a poel is allowed to eat b'chazirosam enagas. And the reason is because it benefits the Baal HaBayis. At the end of the day, the Baal HaBayis would prefer that the poel not be eating while he's doing melacha. He'd rather he be eating while he's traveling through the vineyard, going from place to place. So the Gemara says like this, as a hanocha to the Toshma. So Vrua, the Bnei Yeshiva, were of the opinion that mahalich ka'oisa ma'isa domi, that when a poel travels from place to place within the field, it's as if he's doing malacha, meaning travel expense, right? It's part and parcel of the job. Umbishun hoshev aveidu labaylam huda achal. Yet, it sounds like the only reason this person is allowed to eat when he's traveling from place to place is because of Hashavas Aveda. Some Ikradin, it's a special chazal, it's a kula that the Rabbanan instituted. However, midiraisa lo yochel, Mikradin, he wouldn't be able to eat. Alma, what do you see from here? Oysa begefen ze, eino yochel begefen acher. That the reason must be, because being that oysa begefen ze, eino yochel begefen acher, therefore we have to come on to this special Rabbanan to allow this person to eat. In other words, the Gemara was bothered that why does the Mishnah say that it's like a chiddush from the Rabbanon that if a person is traveling from place to place within the field, he's allowed to eat. Why should he not be allowed to eat? I'm working in the field right now. There's a din that a poel is allowed to eat. It should be okay. So the Gemara is arguing like this. Bishlam, if you're going to tell me, oisav gefen ze ine, oichav gefen acha, I understand it. And Rashi has a big nature. Because when a person is traveling from one part of the gefen to the other part, he's going from one part of this vineyard to the other part. We view the person as working in the part of the vineyard that he's going to, not the part of the vineyard that he's coming from, and not even the part of the vineyard that he's in. It's where he's going to. So I understand then why without the special chiddush of the Rabbanon, he wouldn't be able to eat. The reason is because oisav begefen ze ein yochel begefen achar, and I'm oisav which gefen? The gefen that I'm going to ze ein yochel begefen achar, the one that I'm coming from. Oh, that's why the Rabbanon had to be mechadishnit. But if you're going to tell me that oisav begefen ze oichel begefen achar, so it's poshut I should be able to eat. I'm traveling, I'm working. It's true, I'm working on the gefen that I'm going to, but I'm eating a gefen, which is the same thing. Oh, so it's a mefurish araya. The Gemara says, "Loi, loi, loi, maybe l'chol oisav gefen ze oichel begefen achar." Loi, I'll tell you that oisav gefen ze could be oichel begefen achar. Ah, if that's the case, why do Rabbanan have to be mechadish a special leniency over here? Because mahalach lavka oisav meizadami. Because over here we treat a mahalach not oisav meizadami. When a person's traveling, we don't look in him as if he's doing malacha, not in the gefen that he's going to, not in the gefen that he's coming from. It's keini oisav meiz. That's why it's a chiddush. Because the only time a person lets me dayraisa is while he's doing malacha. We don't view him as doing malach, and it's for that reason we have this special chiddush over here. So the whole raya was predicated on a hanocha. Savrua, what was the hanocha? That mahalach is ka'isa ma'isadami. Oh, if that's the case, why do we need a special chiddush from the rabbanu who's allowed to eat? Must be because oisav gefen ze ein yochel begefen achar. The Gemara says, that's true if we make your hanocha, but it's a false hanocha. Mahalach is not ka'isa ma'isadami. That's why we need a special rabbanon. If it was ka'isa ma'isadami, you'd be allowed to eat. Why? Because oisav gefen ze really is oichel begefen achar. Ikad army, some had this last toshma, this last exchange in the reverse. Reverse hanacha with the reverse conclusion, with the reverse dichoy. It's all the same signon, the same cheshben, we're just going tzirik tzirik. What's the ikad army? Savrua, the rabbanon were of the opinion, the mahalach is lav ka'isa ma'isadami. Then when a person's traveling from point A to point B, it's really not as if he's doing malacha. V'hainu taimo. And the reason that midiraisa, this person who's traveling from point A to point B, is not allowed to eat, it's because he's not a oisa maisa. And if that's the case, we could be medayik from the Mishnah, just the opposite. But let's say you would be doing a maisa, then he would be allowed to eat midiraisa. Alma, what do you see then? Oisa begefen ze, oichel begefen achar. That someone that's oisa begefen ze could be oichel begefen achar. Meaning, if you're going to tell me that mahalach is lavka oisa maisa domi, then you could be poishit from the Mishnah, just the opposite. You could be poishit oisa begefen ze is oichel begefen achar. Because it sounds like the only reason you can't eat midday rice and you have to come on to the special the Rabban because of Hashavas Aveda is because I'm not doing any ma'isa. But let's say I was doing a ma'isa, then it would be fine. What do you mean? Even if I'm doing a ma'isa, it shouldn't be fine. Because I'm doing a ma'isa with the gefen that I'm going to. Or must because oisav begefen says, oichel begefen achar. The Gemara says, loy, same dichot. Loy, maybe the oisav begefen says, eino oichel begefen achar. Really, eino oichel begefen achar. Umahalach ka oisav ma'isa domi. In fact, mahalach is ka oisav ma'isa domi. And the reason we need a special the Rabban in our mishkos of Hashavas Aveda is gufa because oisav begefen ze, ein oichel begefen achar. You're taka doing malacha, but you're doing malacha with the gefen that you're going to, not the gefen that you're coming from. And it's precisely for that reason that it's an issue. Either way, going back to the Mishnah. The last words of the Mishnah were, ubechamar kashi peirekes. You have to let a chamar eat while it's peirekes. This is based on the schus achila that an animal has, which is learned out from the pasuk leisachsim shor b'disha. Says the Gemara, kashi peirekes mehechon achla. How's the animal going to eat kishehi peirekes? Rashi says, what's the kasha? The kasha is kol masa parkim evas achas. When they remove the load from the chamar, they do it in one swoop, one shot, and then they go. Sounds like from Rashi, this is a metzias problem. It just happens too fast. So if it happens too fast, it's nish gemalt. It's just not physically possible for it ever to be negeya the loisachsim sharbadisha. You have to allow the animal to do its thing. Yeah, but this happens keharifayin. So if it happens so quickly, it doesn't sound like this is really such a practical halacha. So the Gemara says, Ema tweaked the lashon of the Mishnah. Not ubechamor kishehi peirekes, but rather ubechamor ad shetehe peirekes. And that means a completely different halacha. That is while the chamor is traveling. In the event that you have food on the back of the animal, you have to allow the animal to eat from that food. And the Gemara says, Tanin Allah the Tanur Rabbanon, if that's what the Mishnah means, it's a remnant to something that's mefurish in the Braisa. Chamor v'gamol, oich l'mimasoy shal gabeh. And you have to allow the chamor and the gamol to eat from the load that it's carrying. Ubevach lo yitav yodav yachilam. However, you're not, as the rider, allowed to take the food and actually feed the animal. So we're talking over here, where somebody is like a driver and he has somebody else's food and maybe somebody else's chamar and he wants to feed the animal. So to feed the animal, you can't do that because that's not loisachsim shorvadisha. But at the same time, you have to allow the animal to eat. Tosfos, the top Tosfos on the Omid says, what's the chiddush? Meaning, if there's halacha loisachsim shorvadisha, I said, right now the chamar and the gamal are working. So if they're working, you have to allow them to eat. So Tosfos says, the chiddush is, because you would have thought that the only time there's loisachsim shorvadisha is when the animal sees the food. But if the animal doesn't see the food, so maybe b'chai gavna it shouldn't be a problem. Kamash v'lo, that even if it's behind it, even then it would be an issue. And Tosfos tells Su, the Gemara and Avtzadik Amar Aleph, where the Gemara had a suffix with regards to what the time of the krah of loisachsim shorvadisha is. Is it because you can't withhold from it something good for it? Or is it because of the tsar that it has from seeing the food and not being able to eat it? Right? Sounds a little bit like maybe this halacha should be totally in that chakira ayin sham. But either way, Tosfos says that's the chiddush. The chiddush is, you would have thought loisachsim shorvadisha is only when the animal sees it. Kamash malan, even if the animal can't see it, still that halacha is going to be in effect. Moving along, still the same topic. The psukim in the Torah that talk about the special schus that a poel has to eat from a field while he's working in the field. Zok the Mishnah, oichol poel kishus. A poel is allowed to eat a cucumber, a field of a dinar, even if it's worth a dinar. Meaning, even if it's a very, very expensive cucumber, still he's allowed to eat it. Koiseves, he's allowed to eat a date, a field of a dinar, even if it's worth a dinar. Rav Loza Chisma, Rav Loza Chisma said, lo yoichol poel yeser aschar, that a poel is not allowed to eat more than the wages that he earns. The Chachamim matirim, and the Chachamim say it's mutter. So before we go back, the Tanakhama says a poel could eat a kishus, he could eat a cucumber, he could eat a date, even if it's very, very expensive. Rabbi Elazar Chisma says you can't eat yasra aschara. For Rabbi Elazar Chisma, you understand what the Tanakhama was saying. Tanakhama holds that if there's a halacha that a poel's allowed to eat, so a poel's allowed to eat. He can eat as much as he wants, as long as he plays within the rules. And even if the food that he's going to eat is going to be worth more than the amount of money that he earns, it doesn't matter. It's still going to be okay. Rabbi Loza Chisma says, no. Lo yoichal poel, yetzer aschari. A poel's not allowed to eat more than the money he earns. The Chachamim, sounds like they're saying exactly what the Tanakhama says, matirin, the Gemara is going to talk about this, avol, but the Chachamim added, they said, melamden es adam shlo yehei rafson, we try to teach people not to be fresses, v'yeisoysen es ha-pesach befonav, because what you're going to do is, you're going to end up closing doors in front of you. Meaning, if you're going to have a reputation that you're a good worker, but at the same time, you expect and you eat big lunches, you have a big appetite, no one's going to want to hire you. So the Chachamim say, it's true, a person can eat yasser al-schorei, but at the same time, we try to train people not to get themselves that reputation, because otherwise it's going to be very difficult for you to hold down a job. Either way. So we have three shitas in the Mishnah, but really if you break it down, it sounds like it's two. Tanakhama says a person can eat a kishos even if it's worth a dinar. A kaisebis even if it's worth a dinar. Blaza Chisma says, not yes, Ral Schar. Chum say no, you could. So sounds like the Chachamim and the Tanakhama are the same shita. Faith, the Chachamim behind the Tanakhama, it can be Nayus. The Gemara says, no, there's an Afkimina, Avon Melamden. Right? The Chachamim added a whole shtickle Torah. What did the Chachamim say? That even though it's mutter, but we try to encourage a person not to eat too much. The Tanakhama, Leslie Melamden. Tanakhama never said Melamden. He doesn't hold the Melamden. Rabbanim, Nisle Melamden. Whereas Rabbanim do hold the Melamden. So what's the Afkimina between the Tanakhama and the Chachamim? Do we train a person not to eat too much, or do we not treat him not to eat too much? Tanakhama didn't say a word about it, the Chum did. Now, there's a shaila in the Rishonim, what exactly this machloikis is. Meaning, when you read the Gemara, it sounds like the machloikis is, do we try to discourage a person or not discourage a person? Meaning, at the end of the day, all this is it's good advice. So what? That's the machloikis? Do we give him the advice? We don't give him the advice? That's what it sounds like. But other Rishonim say that it could be the Tanakhama holds that it's Osir. It's actually forbidden for us to sit down with the poil and tell him, listen, I know the Torah gave you rights to eat, but at the same time, don't eat too much. And the reason it would be Osir to do that is because it's almost like a Masna Mashakos about Torah. The Torah says that this person can eat. And if the Torah says this person can eat, you don't have a right to discourage a person from going against something that the Torah gave him a right to do. So it could be it's not a Shaila Stam punkt, whether we give him this Eitz HaTorah or we don't give him this Eitz HaTorah. Could be the Shaila is whether you're allowed to give him the Eitz HaTorah. When did you ever hear of such a thing? You can't give a person an Eitz HaTorah. Well, if you're going Kenega that Torah, then in that instance, maybe this is something that wouldn't be okay. But either way, the Gemara says, what's the Nafkimina, what is the machloikis between the Tanakam and the Chachamim? Whether we say Melandin or we don't say Melandin. Iba Yisneimo. Gemara says, alternatively, you could have a different Psha. And maybe what the machloikis is, Ikibin Ayyad, Rav Asi. Maybe the argument of Asi is Allah. Rav Asi. Rav Asi said, Afilu loy sachar, Elo liftzar eshkol echad oichle. Rav Asi said that even if this person was hired, you have a poil, and he was hired to harvest one eshkol, still, the halacha is, if this person wants to eat that eshkol, he would be allowed to eat this eshkol. So Rav Asi said a gevaldige chiddush. You have a person who was hired. What's his job? Take down one eshkol. If he wants to eat that eshkol based on the rights that the Torah gives him, this is something that he'd be allowed to do. Says the Gemara, it's a chiddush what Rav Asi is saying. And it could be the machloikis between the Tanakam and the Chachamim and our Mishnah is the machloikis is with regards to Rav Asi's halacha. Now, the Gemara doesn't explain whether the Tanakama holds like Rav Asi and the Chachamim don't, or whether the Chachamim hold like Rav Asi and the Tanakama doesn't. But if you take a look at Rashi, it seems like Rashi had a girsa in the Gemara that did. Rashi says, Tanakama is slayed the Rav Asi. It's the Tanakama that holds like Rav Asi. It's good to read a little bit of Rashi inside. V'hachi kama, this is the way you have to read the Tanakama. Poyol oichel kishnos shehi levado ve'ein oid v'afilu hishav edinu. The Tanakama is saying not just that the apoyos allowed to eat yeser al scharei. What the Tanakama is saying is that even if he was hired just for one kishus, still the halacha is that if he wants to eat it, this is something that he would be allowed to eat. And that's the emphasis of oichel poyol kishus in the singular. The point is that even if he was hired just for that one singular, this is something that you'd be allowed to do. The Chachamim Matirim, the Chachamim say that, yeah, you can eat kishos even if it's more than a dinar. And if you want to eat yeser aschara, you can eat yeser aschara. But if you were hired for one kishos, that already is not something that you'd be allowed to do. So the Tanakhama that emphasized, oichel poil kishos, even if you were hired only for a kishos, even then the halach is, you'd be allowed to eat that one kishos. Regardless, so what did Rav Asi say? Afil loy sochi elo lifsar eshkel echad oichel. I'm Rav Asi also said, Afil loy batzar elo eshkel echad oichel. Even if you were boitzer only one eshkol, you're allowed to eat it. Now, Rashi says, this second member of Asi is talking about a schir yoy, where somebody was hired for the day. Okay, it's going to be a long day. You're in the field, the first eshkol, so you want to eat lunch before you even start your work day, right? You pull out your sandwich literally as you sit down behind your desk. So if you want to do that, that's something you're allowed to do. And you can take the first eshkol and you could eat it. So the two halachas of Rav Asi are similar. Ad kedekach, the Gemara is going to even ask, tzricho. Like, why do you even need both? But they're not mamish the same. The first halacha Rav Asi is talking about a kaplan. Somebody was hired to take down one eshkol. You want to eat it? You could eat it. It's the only eshkol in town. It doesn't matter. You want to eat it? You could. And you were hired to take that down and give it to the Baal Bais. It doesn't matter. The Torah gives you a right to eat. If you want to eat it, you could eat it. The second is where you're going to work it an entire day. You're about to get very busy being boitzer all these eshkols. If you want, you can eat the first one. You don't have to put the first one in the keli, eat the second or the third. The first one you could do. The Gemara says, even though these two halachas are very similar, but you need both because you wouldn't know one from the other. Why? Because had I only known the first, Rav Asi, that if you were hired to be boitzer one eshkol, if you want it, you could eat it. I would think, Mishum Daloy, Ikna the Mason of the Kelo Shabbal Abayas. That's because if you're going to eat this, there's going to be nothing to give to the Baal Abayas. The Torah says, if you want to eat it, you can eat it. Therefore, you can eat it. Abalech, Ikna the Mason of the Kelo Shabbal Abayas. But let's say you're going to eat some, and you're going to give the Baal Abayas some. So, Ema, I would have thought, Lesa Berech of Hadalechel. Maybe you have to first give to the Baal Abayas and then eat. And if I would have only known the second halacha Rav Asi, I would have thought the Efshel Kiyum of the Besoif. Then when is that halacha that you're allowed to eat the first one? That's where at the end of the day the Baal Bais is going to get some. Meaning he hired you to do a job, you're going to do the job for him. But in the event that if you eat this one eshkol, the Baal Bais is going to end up getting nothing. I would think you can't even eat that one. It's for that reason, tzricha, I need both of these halachas. But either way, Iba Yaseima, what's the machloikis between the Tanakama and the Chachamim? The machloikis is Rav Asi's halacha. Tanakama says, oichol poyo kishos afilu bedinar. Not only could you eat yeser al-schara, you can eat food that's worth more than the work that you're doing. But what it means, oichol poyo kishos, even if you are hired for one kishos, that's what you're getting paid to do. The Torah says you can eat it. That means you're allowed to eat that one kishos. The Chachamim argue, the Chachamim say, yes, I agree, Matirin, a person can theoretically eat kishos afilu bedino, even though it's going to be worth more money than his wages. But at the same time, if you are hired for one kishos, that in and of itself is not going to be okay. Iba Yaseima, the Gemara says, alternatively, you could say a third pshat in the machloikis in Tanakam and the Chachamim. And that is, what is the machloikis? Ikebeinayu derav. It could be they're arguing something that Rav said. Oh my Rav said, Matzalsim Gilo Star in Bei Rav Chiya. I found the hidden scroll, we'll get back to that in a minute, in the house of Rav Chiya. The Kosev Ba, and it said the following, Isi Ben Yehuda said, Kisavet Bekerem Reyecho, says in the Torah, Kisavet Bekerem Reyecho, which is this parasha that we've been discussing, and listen to what Isi Ben Yehuda said, Bebi is called Adam HaKosem Medaber, it's referring to any person, meaning any person that wants to go into his friend's field, he could, and he's allowed to eat from the kerem. He could go into his kama, he's allowed to eat from the kama. Now, right in the beginning of the sugya, we made a big deal about this. And we said that avada gevis, a person can't just walk into his friend's field and start eating. But poyo la kosem medaber. But Isi ben Yehuda said just the opposite. He said, bebias, not poyo, kol adam kosem medaber, says the Gemara of Amar Rav. And when Rav saw this, right, he found this Megillah star. He found this hidden scroll. He said, I can't believe Isi would have said this. Meaning, Isi, it's, the world's going to turn into anarchy, right? It's going to be the Wild West. People are going to be able to walk into their friend's field and all of a sudden start eating. I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, I said over this whole schmooze to Rav Kahana. And when I said it to Rav Kahana, Amr Ali, the Bach inserts those words. He said, Duma ba'isim besudasan, the avdu va'achlo. Meaning, I suggested, he told me that maybe what happened and what Isi ben Yehuda meant when he said, Bebias called him a kasa medaber, he didn't just mean that you can go into somebody's field and start eating. But what he meant was, you can maybe go into somebody's field, even though you weren't hired to do any work in that field, do work, not even demand to get paid, but in exchange, take food. I mean, there's a concept of being yoreh l'toch tzadik chaveiro sh'loi b'shus, which underpins some big sugyas in Shas. But the point is, maybe what Isi ben Yehuda meant was that avada, we're talking about a poyel, but the chiddush is that even if you weren't hired as a poyel, you can go into someone's field and say, you know, I'm hungry, I have nothing to do. It's a win-win situation. I'll mow your lawn. While I do that, I'll eat a little bit. I'll harvest your vineyard. While I do that, I'll have a little bit of wine. I'll have some grapes. And everybody's going to win. Maybe that's what he meant. Meaning, everybody was very astounded. Rav couldn't even hear what he was saying. So, Rav Ashi said that Amrita Lashmai, the creator of Kahana, and that's what I suggested. But the Gemara says, Rav must have held, I am begach, bebach, what the right gears over here is, that afilu hachi nichale le'inish lo'oigir agure, that even if that's what Isi ben Yehuda meant, Rav still would have reacted the same way. That leshavak isi chay lechol beri. I mean, let's say he meant that. He didn't mean stam, you can go into somebody's field. He meant that even if he didn't hire, you can go and you could do work in exchange for taking food. But it wouldn't change Rav's reaction too much. And the reason is because a person would rather hire people, v'niktefei l'paradise, and pay them, and let them do the job that he expects them to do, and let them eat some food, and not let people stam randomly go into his field and start eating. The bottom line is regardless of what Isi ben Yehuda meant, even if he meant that, it wouldn't have really changed much in terms of understanding Rav's reaction when he saw this Megillah star. So just to make a sikum on this part of the daf, so in the Mishnah, we had a machloikis, tanon, three shittas, which really sounded like two. Oichol poyol kishos afilu bedina, kaisavas afilu bedina, which sounds like a person can eat, it doesn't matter how much the food he's going to eat is worth, doesn't have to be in relation to how much he's getting paid, how much work he's doing, right? This is something that you're allowed to do. Rabbi Loza Chisma said, no, that you can't eat something that will exceed the amount of money that you're getting paid. The Chachamim Atirim, and the Chachamim, like the Tanakam, is saying, no worries. And the Gemara's first question was, Tanakama Hainu Chachom. Now, the next part of the daf is going to get a little bit involved in what's the machloikis between the Tanakama slash Chachomim and Rabbi Elazar Chisma. But first, we have to figure out what these shittas even are. So, what's the difference in Tanakama, the Chachomim, and the Maskana, there's three etzes. The first teretz of the Gemara was Avum Milamdin Esa Adam Shlo Yehi Rafsim Yehi Soisim Esa Pesach B'Fonim, which was something that the Chachamim added to their sheet. The Tanakama doesn't hold the Milamdin. The Chachamim do hold the Milamdin. This is like a halachic shaila. You're allowed to. You're not allowed to. Or this is more a question of, is it something that we encourage or don't encourage? That's already a shaila in the Rishon. The second mahalach in what the machlois in Tanakama the Chachamim is Rav Asi's halacha. Rav Asi said, what if somebody was hired only to harvest one eshkol? Could you eat that eshkol or not? And the third mahalach was, could be they were arguing in Isni ben Yehuda's halacha. And that is, the Tanakam and the Chachamim are arguing whether we hold of Isni ben Yehuda's halacha, that it's not just a poel that was hired, but even Bias Kalodom, the way the Gemara explained it, a poel that wants to just go in and on his own say, I'll work in exchange for taking food. Is that something you can do? Or is that something you can't do? And that is the Machloikis Tanakam and the Chacham. Now, as it relates to the first two pshatim in the Machloikis and the Mishnah. So, in the first Mahalach, they're arguing whether Malandin, who holds what? So it's clear. Chachamim say Mefurish, Abba Malandin. Tanakam didn't say anything about Malandin, so we know who holds what. As it relates to the second Hezbollah in the Gemara, they're arguing a Rav Asi Zalocha. Who holds like Rav Asi, who doesn't hold like Rav Asi? So the Gemara didn't explain, but Rashi clearly had a girsa that said Tanakama is slayed the Rav Asi, and the Chachamim are less than the Rav Asi. As it relates to the 30 by Yisema, they're arguing Isi ben Yehuda Zalocha. So who holds Isi ben Yehuda? Is it the Tanakama that holds Isi ben Yehuda? Or is it the Chachamim that holds Isi ben Yehuda? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says Tanakama less slay the Isi. The Tanakama does not hold of Isi. How do you know that? The Ha'oichel Poyol Ketani. The diktok is Oichel Poyol Kishas. And from the fact that he said the word Poyol, that's the raya that he must have been less laid the Isi. For Rabbanim Basroi, Islu the Isi. The Rabbanim Basroi, hold of Isi. If you take a look at the Goyim brings from a lot of Rishayim that had just the opposite. That it's the Tanakama that's Islay the Isi, Chama less laid the Isi. It caps a big nafkimina. Because you would think that Taloch is like the Chachamim. And if that's the case, who holds of Isi? And do we hold of Isi, right? But either way, it seems to be a big machlokes Rashi and the Rishonim, whether it's the Tanakama that's Islay the Isi, or whether it's the Chachamim that are Islu the Isi. Just to come up for breath and speak out something light before we go weiter, it's really two things. Number one, Amar Rab, Matzasi Megillah Starim Be Rab Chiya. I found a Megillah Starim by Rab Chiya. So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, what's a Megillah Starim? Megillah Tmuna. I found a hidden scroll. And the reason this scroll had to be hidden is because it was also to write halachas. If Reb Chiya would hear a chiddush, and he was afraid that he shouldn't forget it, he would write it down, but he wouldn't let anybody see it. In other words, the context of this Megillah Starim was a world where it was also to write Torah Shabbat Peh. If it's also to write Torah Shabbat Peh, you have a problem. So Rashi, that in the Megillah Starim shteit achidish, that even though it was usher to write Torah Shabbat Peh, that means it's usher to write for it to circulate. You can't publish, not fit to print. But at the same time, Reb Chiya had a minig that he, if we would hear a chiddush and he didn't want to forget it, see, he would write it down, he would hide it because of the isher to write Torah Shabbat Peh. But at the same time, he would have it for himself. Now, this is a very, very big chiddush, because you see from here that the isher to write Torah Shabbat Peh is not really an isher to write Torah Shabbat Peh. Because if it's an isser to write Torah Shabbat Peh, what do you mean you wrote it and you hit it? Right? You're going to do an aver when no one's looking? That's not mutter, right? So what does that even mean? So it's mavur klar that the isser to write Torah Shabbat Peh is not an isser ksiva, but has something to do with writing it and it circulating. Now we spoke out once, a raid bite from Rav Reuven Margolis, who brought a raya from this Rashi, from other Maror Mekoyimus, that the isser to write Torah Shabbat Peh was not an isser to write Torah Shabbat Peh, but it was an issa to darshan birabim Torah Shabbat Peh mitoich haksav. It's a very big chiddush. It's one of his theses. Kedarke bakoidish. Ayin shah. But just one interesting aura in light of raid that we spoke a lot about last week, and that is, who is the one who wrote this Megillah Starim? It was Reb Chiya that wrote this Megillah Starim. We spoke a lot about Reb Chiya, whose avoida was the avdi l'toira d'loy tishtakach mi Yisrael. And the Gemara talked about the great lengths that he went through to make sure that Torah would never be forgotten. This is Reb Chiya v'shitasai, whose avoida was to make sure that Torah never be forgotten. So what does Reb Chiya do? Reb Chiya has over here his Megillah Starim. came to mind this morning was a Gemara that we forgot to speak out last week, and that is Gemara Masechta Sukkot Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. The Gemara says as follows: Amar Reish Lakish, Hareini Kaparas Rav Chiya Ubanav. Rashi says, "What does it mean, Hareini Kaparas?" So it's like the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin that a person should say, Areni kaparas, mishkavoi, shalaviv, v'imoi. Right? It's a lashon of saying that any oinish that's supposed to come to Rav Chiya Ubanav, Rav Shlokhi said, I'm willing to take upon myself. Why? What's so great about Rav Chiya? So the Gemara says, that Rav Chiya explained, Shebetchilo, kishenishtak Torah Yisrael, because the first time that Torah was forgotten Yisrael, Allah, Ezra, mibavel v'yasta. Ezra came from Bavel Teretz Yisrael, and he made sure that Torah wouldn't be forgotten. He chazed over the Torah. It was forgotten a second time. Hillah was the one who brought Torah back. It was forgotten a third time. Rav Chiya Ubanav Yastur. Rav Chiya Ubanav came, and they're the ones that brought back the Torah. So Reish Lakish said that Rav Chiya Ubanav, their avoda was so gevaldik that they brought back Torah. So therefore, Areini Kaparas Rav Chiya Ubanav. Now, Rav Shlokish said there were three times the Torah was forgotten, and the Torah was brought back. The first time, it was forgotten in the times of Ezra. And Ezra came, and he was Yasta. The second time that it happened was in the times of Hillel, and Hillel brought the Torah back. The third time was in the time of Rav Chiya Ubanav. Now, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says that kishenishtakcha Torah Yisrael, why nishtakcha kulaka? Doesn't mean the whole Torah was forgotten. There were certain halachas that were forgotten. And Ezra brought back certain halachas, and Hillel brought back certain halachas, and I guess Rav Chiya Ubanav brought back certain halachas. Now, Rashi says that where do you find that Hillel brought back certain halachas? So he quotes the Gemara, Masechtas Pesachim, Das Samach Vav Amud Aleph, with the Bnei Beseira, where they weren't sure, they forgot whether Karm Pesach is Doiche Shabbos, and that's this example over here. That's the one mashal that Rashi gives. But Rashi says, don't walk away from Sukkot Av Chaf Amud Aleph and think there were three times that there was no Torah. No, it's not true. Laugh. Lein Nishtakcha Kulo Kamar. But Pirate Torah was forgotten. The Ritva on this Gemara says that Ezra, I know certain halachas were forgotten. He says, Hillel, I know certain halachas. But Rav Chiya, where do you find anywhere? The Ritva says, I'm not aware of anywhere that Torah was forgotten, even a little bit of Torah. Bizman Rav Chiya, and Rav Chiya brought back this Torah. I'm not aware of any such inyan that Rav Chiya Ubanav did that. So says the Ritva that it could be that what the Gemara means to say is not that Rav Chiya actually brought Torah back, but it means that Gemara, that Pehemet Beis, where Rav Chiya said that my avoid is to make sure that the Torah is not going to be forgotten. And being that he was Isaac to make sure that the Torah not be forgotten, it's Nechshav, as if the Torah would have been forgotten, Ki'ilu, and he would have the schus of bringing it back. Meaning, if somebody prevents a disaster from happening, he gets schar, as if the disaster happened. Right, that's poshut. If something happens, and then all of a sudden someone comes and saves the day, wow, it's not shy, he's a savior. What he did is not to be believed. If you prevent it from happening, it's the same thing. It's mal olav akosuf, kilu asoy, right? So Rav Chiya, being that his avoda was to make sure that Torah not to be forgotten, so it's for that reason that he gets the schar in Sukkot Av Chaf Amud Aleph, as if Torah was forgotten, and he brought it back. And Demis says it could be, if that's the case, on the Rav Chiya level, it's more than it is as it relates to Ezra and Hillel. Ezra and Hillel, they brought back certain halachas. But Rav Chiya's avoda was to make sure that Torah not to be forgotten. Who knows? Maybe Gantz Torah could have been forgotten if not for the avoda of Rav Chiya. I've had the kilos of shochach mipizar. That's Rav Shimon bar Yochai. But at the same time, really, theoretically, based on the system, it could have happened. And if Rav Chiya's avoda is to make sure it's not happened, he's nechshav not only as if he brought back certain halachas, faker. Rav Chiya's avoda was that he was miyasid, maybe the entire Torah. But just one other knage. Who's the one who said this in the Gemara in Sukkot Av Chaf Amud Aleph? Amar Reish Lakish, Areini Kaparas Rav Chiya Ubanav. Like, this is Reish Lakish, who was very taken aback when he couldn't find the Ma'ar of Rav Chiya. And he says, I understand, but I didn't learn Torah like Rav Chiya. But then the Baskel came, and the Baskel said, Torah kamoisei pilpalta, avol Torah kimoisei leiribatsta. And when Reish Lakish heard that, he was mekabel 100%. Ad kidei kach, he was mevatel himself to Rav Chiya, that he said, Hareini kaparas mishkabish Rav Chiya Ubanav. That's the first R. The second R is, so in our Mishnah, we just had the Tana Rav Loza Chisma. Who's Rabbi Loza Chisma? You ever heard of a Tana Rabbi Loza Chisma? Who is he? The truth is, it's a Medrash. It's in Parshas Achrei Mois that tells the story of Rabbi Loza Chisma. The Medrash says like this: Rabbi Loza Oza Lechadasa. He once went to a certain place. Amrulei, they told him Proisal Shema. They told him, "No, Gaitzin to the Breito. Go down for the Yomit. Go sing Kriyat Shema." So he told them, Leino Chakin. Says, I Pasha don't know how. I can't do a Shaykhanat. This is not my union. He says, will you do Shemayin Esrei? Amalehen, Leino Chakin. Amrin, they said, Deinu Rabbi Lozer. I'm saying, you're Rabbi Lozer. Deinu the Inun Misgalgalin Bey. You're the person that everybody makes a big deal about. Al Mogen Sofchen Le Rebbe. It's for nothing. It's Mamish and Zitz that they call you a Rebbe. You're not someone that knows how to do this. Niskark Miru Ponov V'holach Le'itz Rabbi Akiva Rabbis. Rabbi Lozer was very taken aback. And he went to his Rabbi Akiva. Amalehen, Rabbi Akiva told him, Lama Panecha Chaylonios. He says, why do you look not well? Right? Looks like something happened to you. Tony Leuvdos, he told him the ganze meisa. Amaleis, he told him Savi Mari the Yelef. He says again, this order of Elazar talking. He says, Rebbe, would you teach me how to daven for the Yomer? Amaleis, yeah. So Rabbi Kiva says, yeah. So I didn't know this. Rabbi Kiva was about tefila. Right, we have Gemara's. Rabbi Kiva was Yerilof Neateva, Mashu Veruach, Mari Dageshem. It sounds like he was about tefila. Alfek, and he taught him how to daven for the Yomer. No, the Bossa Yomer Azaluhu Astra. A little while later, Rabbi Elazar went back to this same Beis Medrash. And Amrulay, they told him again. He says, Praise Al Shema. He says, you want to down for the Amid? You want to say Kriya Shema? He says, no worries. He got up, Paras, Imamish, he knocked with Chazunis. Abar the Fnei Ateva, he says, you want to down for the Amid? Abar! He says, absolutely. Amim Koimcha, forget about it. Imamish, he knocked. Amrin, when they heard the way he came in for the Amid, Ischasim Rabbi Lozer. They said, quote, Ischasim Rabbi Lozer. What does it mean? It's Chasim Rabbi Lozer. We'll see in a second. The Koyrin Lein, they called him Rabbi Lozer Chisma. And from that day on, he became known as Rabbi Lozer Chisma. Why Rabbi Lozer Chisma? Because it's Chasim Rabbi Lozer. So if you look at the Mefarshim here on the Medrash, they have two different pshatim and what it means is Chasim Rabbi Lozer. One mahalach they suggest is it could be it comes from the Lashon Loisach Soim Shor Bedishai. Meaning, all of a sudden, Rabbi Lozer put a muzzle on everybody, right? Everybody, hey, with Mamash saying things about him. He silenced the crowd. It's Chasim Rabbi Lozer, right? And that's why he would be known as Rabbi Lozer Chisma. But they say that they don't think that's the Pshat of Mefarshim. Yoytze Nira, that there's a Gemara Masechtes Beya, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says a Lashon over there, Im Labdin HaReifim Ebnei Shetzarech L'Chasman. And Rashi over there says, what does it mean L'Chasman? L'Chaskan U'Lehakshoyson. So it could be it means to be Mechuzek, and to be struck, and to be strengthened. And it's what it means over here is Chasim Rabbi Lozer says that Rabbi Lozer was strengthened, meaning even though he was a little bit Tazai, but he walked away a little bit stronger. I was rather thinking, if Rabbi Lozer Chisma is Miloshen Leisachs Mishar Bedisha, it'd be very geschmack. Why in this Mishnah Rabbi Lozer is called Rabbi Lozer Chisma? Because we're learning a sugi over here of Leisachs Mishar Bedisha, right? The Poyol and the Shon, we've spoken about this over the years, that to a certain Tanum, they got their names even, based on halachas that they said with regards to a certain halacha. But the bottom line is, be geschmack. But I'll just tell you, from the Medrash it sounds like, Rabbi Lozer Chisma is Rabbi Lozer. He's the Tana Rabbi Lozer, who we know, by the way, is a Talmud Rabbi Akiva. And it makes a lot of sense that that's who it is. But I saw in Toldos Amiram for Rav Hyman, he says Rabbi Lozer Chisma is not the Tana Rabbi Lozer. He's a whole different Tana. In fact, there's a few places in Shas that he brings, in Shnayas and in Brisa, Rabbi Lozer Chisma is quoted, and he doesn't even bavar on the other side. He says it's poshut that Rabbi Lozer Chisma is a Tana, right? He goes through all the Tanas whose first name was Elazar, very, very popular name back in the day, and one of them is Rabbi Lozer Chisma. Right, from the Medrash, it sounded like it's the Tana Rabbi Lozer, but you kind of know you say Rabbi Lozer Chisma. It's a little bit what it sounds like. But in the world of Rav Hyman, who's definitely the Mara the Shmait and this Sugya, he said Rabbi Lozer Chisma was a separate Tana. So the reason he was called Rabbi Lozer Chisma here is because that's what he was known as, not Rabbi Lozer Punk, but calling him Rabbi Lozer Chisma because it has something to do with the sugya of like Saksim Shar Badisha. But either way, I'm again Abyssal Vaita. Zok, Digimar, Iba Yuluhu. Another fundamental question as it relates to the schus that a poil has to eat. Poil, Mishaloyu Oichel, Oy Mishal Shemayim Oichel. So, we now know that a poil gets certain benefits, right? He has perks when he works. What's that? He has a schus achil. Here's the shayla. Do we look at the food that the poyel's allowed to eat as being part of his wages? It's like part of his salary. It's coming ki'ilu from the baal habayis. Meaning, if you hire someone, you have to give him benefits. So, you have to give him benefits. This is one of the benefits you have to give him. Or it's mishamayim. Meaning, it's not a benefit that's coming from the baal habayis, but rather, it's a schus that the Torah said that when you work for someone, I, the Torah, am giving you the right to take this. Meaning, do we look at the achila as part of his salary? Right? Does the Baal Bayis have to pay payroll taxes on it, ke'ilu, right? So to speak. If this is part of the wages? Or do we look at it as a matana that Shemayim is giving this person for the work that he's doing. L'may nafkemina. Either way, you can eat it, right? I'll tell you what the nafkemina is. Domba tnu l'ishti ubanai. What if he says that I want to divert? I want to give this food to my wife. I want to give it to my children. If you say that's mishalayu oichli avinulu. So if it's part of a salary, just like you could tell your balabayas, give my paycheck to someone else, so you could do the same thing with the food. But if it's a special matana that he's getting from Shemayim, could be the day zachel rachman, l'ishti ubanai l'zachel rachman. Meaning if it's wages, and you treat it like wages. But if it's Mishamayim, then left after. This is something that you'd be allowed to do. Taylor says that you have a schus to eat it, but to take it now and re-gift it? I don't know if you're allowed to do that. My, what's the halachos? The Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya. Oichol poyol kishos va'afilu bedina. Koyseves va'afilu bedina. The Mishnah said you could eat kishos, you could eat koyseves, even if it's worth a dina. Meaning, if the cucumber is worth so much money, it doesn't matter. You're allowed to eat. If you're going to tell me that this food that he eats is part of his salary, doesn't make sense. Then this person was hired to work for a danka, and he's getting benefits that are worth a zuz. Right? The benefits are usually worth less than the salary. It's some fraction thereof, right? So here, you're telling me that the person can eat so much more than what his schar is? It doesn't make any sense. Must be, it's a gift. Oh, it's a gift. It's a whole different cheshbon. Where it says, I don't hear it so much. Meaning, still, at the end of the day, why would the Torah give you a gift that exceeds so much the value of the work that you're doing? Meaning, what do you have to say? If it's a gift from Shemayim, that means the Torah gave you this gift. And it doesn't matter how much it's worth. We don't care. We don't discriminate. Maybe it's benefits. And the Torah said that the Baal Bais has to give you these benefits. I'll bring you a ride from the Mishnah. Rabbi Loza Chisma, the Chachamim, we have machloikis in the Mishnah, whether you can eat Yasser Aschari, you can't eat Yasser Aschari. My lab, what's the machloikis? Meaning, we made a big deal about what's the machloikis in Tanakam and the Chacham. This is a different shayla. What's the machloikis now between Rabbi Loza Chisma and the Chachamim? What is that all about? Rabbi Loza Chisma says you can't eat Yasser Aschari, and the other Shmitas in the Mishnah hold you can't. Says the Gemara, makes a lot of sense to say this is the machloikis, the Marasav, Mishalah Yuloichel. So therefore, you don't want the benefits to exceed the value of the wages. Whereas the Chachamim hold Mishal Shamayim Hu Eichel, and therefore it could exceed. Now, just to speak out the obvious, and that is, even though we just mentioned a second ago that you could hear the tzad that the benefits could exceed the wages, whether you hold Mishal Shamayim, or whether you hold Mishaloi, it's true. But haint that we have a machloikis, Rabbi Loza Chisma and the Chachamim, and you have to put words to the machloikis, there has to be some svara in the machloikis, so then it's Hadar Dina, let's go to the more Pashup Shah, and let's assume that that's probably what's going on over here. Meaning, it's true you could fetch this way, you could fetch that way, but sometimes you have to stop fetching, and you have to try to say glot. And it makes sense that if there is a machloikis, this is probably the machloikis, and that is the Chachamim hold Mishaloi, whereas Rabbi Loza Chisma holds Mishaloi, whereas the Chachamim Mishal Shemayim, the Gemara says, Loi, it's not Muchach. The Kuli Alma Mishaloi Uoichel, everybody holds Mishaloi Uoichel. The Hachab Kenafshachok Mifkin. The machloikis over here is had a darsh in the word Kenafshachok, right? It says in the Torah that this person is allowed to eat Kenafshachok. He could eat his heart's desire. But the question is, what does Kenafshachok mean? Mars, not the Kenafshachok, but Dovich and Moise and Nafshayolam. Rabbi Loza Chisma darsh in the word Kenafshachok. This is a new drasha. He darsh in Kenafshachok means you could eat up until, but not to exceed the Dover that you're Moise and Nefesh on. Rashi says that it's very possible this poil who's working in the field is being moise nefesh, right? He's hanging from a tree, this person, right? It's not a job if you're afraid of heights. Ayin Rashi, the way he lays it out. This could be very, very dangerous. And the wages that he gets for being moise nefesh, that's like the cap on how much benefits you're allowed to take. So you're allowed to take kinafshecha, but not to exceed kinafshecha. Marisav kinafshecha, this drasha we did have already. Ma nafshecha b'chasam tapata, b'yolim chasam tapata. Right, what did we learn already from kinafshecha? We had halacha related to maestras. We also had the halacha from kinafshecha that there's no isser, there's no loisase of leisachsim shar bedisha by a poil, even though the laws of poil are very similar to the laws of shar, and there is a leisachsim shar bedisha when it comes to a Shar, but there's no leisachsim shar b'disha when it comes to a pile. It was learned that from kenafshecha, right? Just like you yourself, if you put a muzzle on your mouth, you're not over leisachsim shar. So too, if you do it on your pile, there's not going to be a leisase. A leisase al kaparim the womb. Either way, it could be this machloikis has nothing to do with this chakira, but rather what it has to do is hey, darshan the word kenafshecha. Okay, so we're left with our shaila here, right? What's the shaila? The schus that the pile has to eat, is that mishaloi? Who is that schos Michel Bank? So Gemara says Toshma, but you're a Raya. Nazir sha'amatnula ishti ubanai. A Nazir that said, give the food to my wife and to my sons. Ain't Shlomi, don't listen to him. Now, we're talking about a Nazir that's working in a vineyard. This Nazir is not allowed to eat the anovim. So being that he can't eat the anovim, he said, okay, you know, instead of giving it to me, my wife's not a Nazir, my children are not Nazirim, give it to them instead. So we don't listen to him. Now, if Mishaloyo Eichel, why not? Right? This was the nafkamin of the Ibaya. But what was the nafkamina of the Ibaya? Could you divert it to your family? Cannot divert. I'm a mafurish of Raisa. Nazir, who says through Lishti Ubana, we don't listen to him. You see, you can't divert it. Or it says, no, Hassam over there, it's different. Mishum Lech Lech Amr Nazira. Schor, the Kamala Sif. The reason over there it's a problem is because over there we're dealing specifically with a Nazir. And being that we're dealing with a Nazir, this Nazir really had no business getting into this vineyard in the first place. And the reason is because Lech Lech Amr Nazir, we tell the Nazir, go away. Schor, go around. Abba the Carmelite Sikrim, and he was over this Indian. He went into the Kerem, that's an Isidra Rabbanon, but he went into the Kerem. Being that he went into the Kerem and he violated this halacha, so as a Knas Rashi says, we say you're not allowed to divert it. That you are allowed to divert it. Why? Because Mishaloyu Oichel. Aye, if that's the case, why by this? The Nazir, you're taking a job in a vineyard? Like if you're a Nazir, you should not be working in a vineyard. So why are you working in the vineyard? It's a Knas. And it's for that reason we don't allow you to divert it. But Mi'ikra, then you would be allowed to divert it. Toshma, another ayah, from another brayza. Poyul sha'amar tnu l'ishti ubanai, ein shayim loy. Oh, checkmate, right? Poyul sha'amar tnu l'ishti ubanai, ein shayim. Doesn't say a word about a nazir. And it says mefurish that a poyul's not allowed to divert it. Oh, v'iyam mishalayu oichel, am I ein shayim loy? If mishalayu oichel, why don't we listen to him? So the Gemara says, my poyul, you know what poyul over here means? Nazir. What it means is a Nazir. Even though it doesn't say Nazir, it means a Nazir. Faith Gemara, Vatanya Nazir, Vatanya Poyel. I have two prices. One says Nazir, the other says Poyel. If the one that says Poyel would mean Nazir, then it would have said what the other price says, which is Nazir, right? From the fact that one says Nazir, one says Poyel, obviously the one that says Poyel is not a Nazir. So the Gemara says, Midi Gabe Adadi Tanya. What are these two prices next to each other? It's not like one Mishnah and another Mishnah. If the two prices were next to each other, it would be a good deal. These are two different prices that are on two opposite ends of the world. One price is talking about a Nazir and said Nazir. The other price is talking about a Nazir and said Poyel. But at the end of the day, they're both Nazirim. It's Shkankasha Toshma. Minayin LePoyel Sha'amat Nula Ishti Ubanai Shein Shemila. How do you know that a Poyel that says, give the food to my wife and my kids, so we don't listen to him? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ve'el kel yucha lo yisitein. And from this Pasuk, we learn that you're not allowed to take it to go, even if you want to give it to your wife and children. You can eat it, but you can't give it to anybody else. Pretty straightforward, right? Beforeish, Poyel, and again, not Nazir. Now the Gemara says, you'll tell me, hachenami nazir. Maybe he's also talking about a nazir. But he mishum el kel yuchol esitein. Then why is the Gemara bringing a pasuk to tell me this halacha? It has nothing to do with a pasuk. Mishum leich leich amr naziru. It's because of a special knas for the nazir. Meaning, here you can't tell me that we mean nazir. Not because it says poil. The word poil can mean nazir. But over here we're bringing a pasuk. If it's a pasuk, then obviously it has nothing to do with the knas of the chachamim. Obviously, this is a din d'iraisa, but the Gemara says, enochinami. No, really, it means nazir. Aye, what's the kasha? You're bringing a pasuk. It's not based on a pasuk, because for karet, the pasuk would be mashma for all poilin, and it's really not true for all poilin. It's true only for a nazir. I did diktani la beloshen poil, kanasav la kra de poil. Rashi explains that the pasuk really is a smacht, because really we're talking about a nazir, and it's based on lech lech amr nazir, schar schar, the kamaloy sikra. And the pasuk that we're bringing is not really the source. It's just an asmachta ba'alma. Why did we bring this asmachta? Because the Tana of the Braisa didn't say the word nazir. He said the word poil. So like to be consistent, poetic symmetry, brought a pasuk that is a poil to a pasuk. Right? The pasuk is not in the parasha of Nazirus. Incidentally, the pasuk is talking about a kerem, right? Kisavoyel kerem reyecho. It's talking about a kerem. It's not like mamish. From left field, the fact that we're saying that it means a nazir, because it is kerem al kopon. But the bottom line is that we brought a pasuk of poil to be consistent with the word poil. Abul oilam, it's not a din d'iraisa, it's a din d'rabbanan, it's only true for a nazir, and it's based on a toshma another eye. Hasayichas a poil, the katzis betainim. If somebody hired a poil, and his job was to take te'enim, to take figs, and put them out in the field for them to dry. Hareza oichel, he's allowed to eat from them. Upatim na meiser, and he is going to be potter from meiser. He's allowed to eat because a poil is allowed to eat. He's potter na meiser because we know that the halacha is that a poil is potter from meisers. Right? You would have thought maybe he has a din of a lekeach, as we saw in the previous sukkahs. Amanash ani oichel I'm not shoichlani ubana. What if this person took a job and his job is lekatzistein? But he made a deal. He said that I'll take the job on the condition that I and my children get to eat. Only my son gets to eat. So the halacha is who oichlu pater. He could eat and he doesn't have to give ma'isers. Ubnoi oichlu chay. But a son who could eat is going to be chay. What's the reason? He could eat and he's pater from ma'isers. That's the din of a pile. Pile is pater from ma'isers. The son is a klisheni. The son we look at as a loikeach, and because we look at him as a loikeach has to give ma'isers even from something that's not nigmar malachti. What's the gemara's kashav? But if you're going to tell me that when the pile eats, he's eating from the bailim, meaning this is like part of his salary ke'ilu, then who... So why is it that the son has to give ma'isrus? Meaning, Bishlam, if you're going to tell me that when the poyel eats, he's taking from Shemayim. Now you give it to your son. The son is like cliche mikilu. So if that's the case, we treat him like a lekech. But if it's mishaloyu oichel, so really this is all Mike's salary. I said instead of giving the salary to me, give it to my son. I shouldn't view the son as a cliche, and if that's the case, he should have any schus that I have. And if I wouldn't have to give ma'isa because I'm not treated like a lekeach, the son should also not be treated like a lekeach. So the Gemara's kasha is that if it's Misha Shamayim, so the Torah gave you a gift. Good, you now are working out a deal that your son is going to eat. When you work out that your son is going to eat, we treat the son as a lekeach. But if it's Mishaloyu Oichel, it shouldn't be that way. Let's just explain this Gemara a little bit better. Right, the Gemara said, what's the nafkamina if Mishaloyu Oichel and Mishal Shamayim Oichel? Nafkamina is, can I divert to my children or can I not divert to my children? Which means like this. If I tell the Balabayas, I'm giving it to my son. If Mishaloyu Oichel, I'm doing it mi ikar adin. Because that's my source. I'm taking my thing I'm giving. If Mishal Shamayim Oichel, really I don't have a right to do that. So how could I do it? Because I made a deal, right? I said, I'm an asha oichel ani ubanai. But what's the nafkamina? If I'm giving it to my son based on the schus that I have, instead of eating it for myself, I'll give it to my son, so then he has whatever schus I have. And if I wouldn't have to give ma'isa, my son doesn't either have to give ma'isa. But if really I don't have a schus mitzad achilas poilim to give to my son, so when I give it to my son, then what is it? It's a separate arrangement. Oh, it's a separate arrangement, so then my son is a klisheni. He's a lekeach. Meaning the only time I don't have to give ma'iser is if it's because the Torah gave it to me. Mitzad my schus achilas poilim, I don't have to give ma'iser. So if when I give it to my son, I'm giving him mitzad my schus achilas poilim, right? So lom d'shegemara, then it's very good. But if really I don't have a right to give it to my son mitzad schus achilas poilim, I have to keep that for myself. I'm giving it to my son because that was the deal I worked out with the Baal HaBayis. Okay, but that deal is viewed mitzad the son as him being a lekeach, and if he's a lekeach, it's for that reason you have to give ma'is. Also, if he has to give ma'is, it's a mefurish raya mishal shemayim. But the Gemara says no. Amar Ravina mishum de mechsi kemekach. Loi lemal tell you mishaloi. And really, the son shouldn't have to, but it looks like a mekach when you already build it into the deal. Right? It looks like it's an arrangement. It's mechsi kemekach. Because it's mechsi kemekach, it's for that reason this is going to be an issue. Tosh ma'as. Because the poilim lasses benet ravoi shaloi. What happens if somebody hired poilim and he hired poilim to do work in net ravoi? So the poil shows up and he finds out that this food is in the fourth year of the cycle, and it's net ravoi. What is net ravoi? It means you have to eat in Yerushalayim. You can't eat outside Yerushalayim. If you want to eat outside Yerushalayim, you do what you do to Ma'isa Sheni, you have to be poided. So he thought he was going to get lunch out of it, and he's not, because it's net ravoi, and he's outside Yerushalayim. So the halacha is, can't eat it. Then lo yodiyam, let's say he didn't notify him, meaning, if he knew, he knew. But let's say he was never notified, poidum achilam. The Baal Bais has an obligation to be poided and then feed him. What's the catch? Yeah, Mishal Shamayim Oichel. My poidum achilin, this rule is achilin rachmano. If you're going to tell me Shamayim, this is a gift, so why do you have to redeem it? Meaning, Bishlam, if it's Mishaloi, so it's like really part of the job. It's part of the wages. Okay, so there's like a Mekach Tois element over here. I didn't realize it was Ravoi. Turns out it's Ravoi. So redeem it so that I'll be able to eat it. But if it's Mishamayim, it's never coming from the Baal HaBayis, so it shouldn't really be factored into Mekach Tois. If it shouldn't be factored into Mekach Tois, so why is it a problem? Why do I have to redeem it? Torah is not mezaki you something that's osner, so I don't understand why this is even an issue. So the Gemara says, "Hasam yishum de mechzik a mekach tois." It's true, it's not a mekach tois, but it looks a little bit like a mekach tois, and because it looks like a mekach tois, that's the problem. Interesting, mechzik a mekach tois, right? But either way, it's mechzik a mekach tois. It looks like it, and that's why it's an issue. But the Gemara says, "Ein b'seif." Let's take a look at the seifa of that mission. Incidentally, that's a Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph. We're going to learn this Mishnah a little bit better tomorrow. But take a look at the Sefer. And the Sefer says as follows: Nisparso Agulov Nispatchu Chavi Yosef. So what happens if somebody had Igulei Devela? He had figs that were ready pressed, and then somehow they got unpressed. Whatever that means. But the point is, you have to press them again. Or somebody had wine, it was already in barrels and they were sealed, and nispatchu chaviyosnav, they opened up again. This person was hired to come do a job, and his job is to press figs. It's to seal these barrels of wine. But it turns out that these were figs that were already pressed, and this was wine that had already once been sealed. So the halacha is hare'elu lo yoichol. This person now is not allowed to eat. Why is he not allowed to eat? Because it turns out it was already nigmar malachtoi of this thing that he's working on. And one of the halachas of a poel is that once it's nigmar malachtoi, right, you can't do work anymore, right? Mechuber, yeah, you can only do the work if it's the gemar malacha. And when it's talish, you have to do it actually nigmar malachtoi. This was already nigmar malachtoi, right? Once the figs are pressed, now it's tevel, now it's chayv emais medei reisa. So at this point, the poel can't eat anymore. And the same is true with the wine. Once it's already sealed in barrels, it's for sure nigmar malachtoi. And as a result, in this case, you're not allowed to eat. Then loy hoidiyah. Let's say the person didn't know that. Meaning he was hired to press figs. Oh, you press figs? That means it's not nigmar malachtoi yet. Because usually if it wasn't pressed yet, so the gemar malachtoi didn't happen, which means I get to eat. So I thought I'm showing up at a job where I'm going to be able to eat. It turns out I can't eat. So then the halach is ma'aser. This person has to be mafresh maisis. Why does he have to be mafresh maisis? Because really it was nigmar malach, it was pressed already. Machilon, he has to eat it. He has to give him the ability to eat. Now what's the kasha? Vi amrit mishal shamayim u'oichel. If you're going to tell me again, it's the same kasha. Like the previous kasha. Mishal shamayim u'oichel. Amay ma'asur machilon. What's the problem? Why does he owe him anything? Yisur le zachal le'rachmano. This is something he's not allowed to eat. The Torah was a mezakim. Something that he's not allowed to eat. Meaning, Mishleim and Mishalay Uaichel, there's a Mekachtois element over here. But if it's Mishal Shemayim Uaichel, there's no Mekachtois. Chitem, you'll tell me, Hochin Am Mishun, the Mexican Mekachtois, right? You say the same teretz. That, even though it's not a Mekachtois, but it looks like a Mekachtois, right? There's an optics of a Mekachtois. Why does it look like Mekachtois? Because if somebody's hired to press figs, you know, the assumption is that it wasn't Nigmar Malachta yet. If somebody's hired to seal the wine, so the assumption is that it wasn't Nigmar Malachta yet. But the Gemara says, one second. Bishloim in the spires to Agula. Bishloim, if you were hired to press figs that it turns out were already pressed ones. Mechzik and Mechachtois. Because if you're hired to press figs, and right now they're unpressed, so it certainly looks like this is something that you thought you'd be able to eat. Turns out you couldn't. You were not notified. This is a classic mekachtois. So therefore you have a schus. Force the guy to now allow you to eat. Now he has to be meiser now because it really was pressed. Beseder. He'll press it and he'll be ma'aser it. Then you'll be able to eat from it. Ela niftechu chaviyos ma mekachtois siko. But in the case of the wine, the Gemara says, it's a very technical meiser question. I don't understand where there's a mekachtois over here. Why? Because made the yoda the itpol hula meiser. Everyone knows that it was Itpalamaisa. If it's in the barrel, it was already Itpalamaisa. Meaning you don't need the barrel to be sealed in order for it to be Itpalamaisa. Once it's in the barrel, it's already Itpalamaisa. If you were hired to seal barrels of wine, then you know for sure that it was Itpalamaisa. So where's the Mekachtois? Mara says, at the end of the day, the Mishnah means Mekachtois. I understand the Mekachtois when you're hired to press figs that were pressed already. You thought they weren't pressed already. You thought you'd get food out of it. You're not. That's why there's a Mekachtois. But in the case of sealing barrels of wine, what's a mekachtois? If the wine is in the barrel, that means it was already nigma malachta. I'm not sure what the mekachtois is. Rav Shneis said, you have to say, shenispatchu chaviyos of the bar. The case is where the chaviyos were open, and you have to make an akimta in the Mishnah, and the wine was back in the bar. So you weren't just hired to seal barrels of wine. The wine was in the barrel, it was sealed, it got unsealed, and the wine ended up back in the pit. Oh, your job now is to schlep it out of the pit. And being your job is to schlep it out of the pit. You thought that it wasn't nigmar malachta because you thought it's still in the pit. Turns out it was nigmar malachta. It's a mekachtois, and that's why we're having this conversation. But the Gemara says, "Vatanya, we learned in a braisa so yayin mishiyered labar that yayin once it's in the bar is already nigmar malachta. So if you were hired even to take it out of the pit and to put it into the chavis, it's not a mekachtois because you know that it was already nigmar malachta. So you knew anyways you weren't going to be able to eat." It says Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Akiva. The Amar Mishnah Yikfer. Rabbi Akiva holds that even when it's in the pit, until it's yikfa, until you remove the sediment from it, the zagin and the chartzanim, until you move all these things from it, it's not nigmar malachta yet. So therefore, there's still an element of mekachtois because you thought it was not Nigmar Malachta. It turns out it is Nigmar Malachta. The Amru Lei Lei Havi Yadinan. I mean, the Poilim could say, we didn't chap that you didn't, that you did the Yikva already. We assume that you didn't do the Yikva. Fading whatever name of the Hui, Boiluchu, the Asuki, that Taichu, the Mamakva. Why is that Mekachtos? Meaning, basically, somebody was hired to go take wine out of a bar. Will he be able to eat? Or in this case, drink or not? Right? What's a tali in? Is it nigma malachta? Is it not nigma malachta? Pearl can eat actually nigma malachta when it's talish. Not once it's nigma malachta. What is that tali in? Did you already remove all the sediment? You took out the zagin, the chatzanim, or not? Okay. It's a mekach tois if it turns out that I already did. I don't know. You should have done your research. You took a job. You signed on the dotted line, right? Read before you check, click the box and sign, right? So you should have known what it is you signed. And being that you didn't, why do you have a taina on me? Mechateisi is mekachtois. I have to be master now and start, you know, pouring you wine. Mechateisi, you should have done it. Where's the mekachtois? Meaning mekachtois is where I thought I was coming to do one thing, I'm doing something else. But if I thought I'm coming to do either one of two things, and it turns out, not exactly the way I wanted it. Okay, so you rolled the dice and you lost. That happens sometimes. Why shouldn't that be a mekach tois? I'll tell you why. Because it's ba'asra. This all happened in a city. Dahu gavet the nugget iu makfa. The minhag was usually the person that takes the wine out of the bar, he's the one that gets rid of all the sediment. They were hired to take the wine out of the bar. So they assumed that they're also going to be the ones that are going to be makafa over here. Turns out, it was already kafui, which means that it was already nigma malach, which means they can't eat. That's the mekach tois. That's why it's a problem. But the Gemara just adds one postscript to this. Hashem the tani Rav Zvid b'devei Rav Hoshia. Rav Zvid said the name Rav Hoshia. Yayin the sheyered labar v'yikva. The yayin the Gemara malach is when it enters the bar. And it was Yikva. That's the sheet we just mentioned. Rabbi Akiva, he had a different version of Rabbi Akiva. Mishne Yishlo b'chaviyo is that when is Yayin considered Nigma Malachtoi? Even if when it's in the Chavis, it's still not Nigma Malachtoi. L'maiser. When is it considered Nigma Malachtoi? When it's in the Chavis, and again, they would remove something else from the wine to make it 100% good. That's when it's Nigma Malachtoi. Afilo teimu shalein espatchu chaviyois of the bar. You could say that it's talking even where it didn't empty into the bar. Meaning, we made an akimt in the beginning that what does the Mishnah mean when it says nispatchu? He said a bigger kimta, it's back in the bar. Mishnah didn't say it was back in the bar. So the Gemara, at the end of this discussion says, like I can tell you that it didn't end up back in the bar, and still the Amrule, they could say, Lehavi Yodinan, the Mashli, they could still tie the Mekach Tois, because they could say, we didn't know that it was Mashli, we didn't know that it was already Nigma Malach. Now it turns out it was already sealed, right? But they didn't know that, they didn't know it was sealed, they didn't know it was Mashli, so we thought it wasn't Nigma Malach, and we'd be able to get some wine out of it. That's why there's a Mekach Tois. But V'nei Lohu, the same Kasha, Yiboylu Achsuke Adatai to Dilmi Mashli, but if you were hired to come seal barrels of wine, could be it's Mashli, could be it's not Mashli. There's no way to know. So why is it mekach tois? Mekach tois, if I mislead you, you should have done your research. You should have found out yes or no. So the Gemara says, ba'asra dahu desharek iu mashli. Talk about a place with a person that who does the sealing of the barrels. He's the one that's mashli. And being that these barrels were not sealed, so the person assumed for sure it wasn't mashli. It turns out that they were once sealed, right? That person who had sealed it, he had done the mashli. They didn't know that. That's why there's an element of mekach tois. Either way, we'll go back into this tomorrow. But the Gemara wanted to prove from our Mishnah one way or the other as it relates to Mishaloi or Mishal Shamayim. The Gemara said you can't prove it from the first two parts of the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph Excel. So just to end with one light ha'ara. And that is, so the Gemara on the bottom of the Amud, Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, said that although the Gemara was mesupik, whether a poyel that's working in somebody's field, and he says that I know I have a schus to eat from the field, but instead of me eating the food by myself, I want to divert it, I want to give it to my wife, I want to give it to my children. Can he do it or can he not do it? This is a big ibaya that permeates a big chelik of this sugi here of achilas poilim and perak asoichas poilim. But one thing the Gemara said for sure is not okay, and that is a nazir who's working in a keren. If he would say that, being that I'm a nazir and I can't eat from the keren, so let me instead give whatever schus I would have to my wife and children, that would not be okay. And that's based on a din derabanan, because a nazir has no business being in a keren. In fact, Chazal said, "Leich leich amre nazira, schor schor lekarmeloy sikrav." We tell the nazir, "Don't enter the keren." Schar, schar, go around. You can't walk in. And being that this person walked in, so he violated this inyan of leich, leich, amenazira. So it's for that reason we penalize him and we say that you're going to lose your schos achilas. So even though theoretically, hypothetically, there could be, should be, maybe, would have been a schos achilas peilus, that's the biggie baya, but at the same time, as it relates to a nazir, that's something that for sure this person would not have. The Balaturim, on our pasuk, he saw the bekerim reyecha, the achalta anovim kenafshecha savecha, the elkel yechol esit, and he says a davar nifla. He says that if you look in the Torah, every single time, the Torah talks about a kerem, and the Torah talks about a kama, a field where there's wheat, the Torah always mentions the comma before it mentions the kerem. That's what the Baal HaTurim says. The only place where the Torah mentions the kerem before it mentions the field is right here in Parshas Kiseitzeh. Kisove bekerem reyecha v'achalta anovim kenafshecha savecha v'alkel yecholei sitin. And the next pasuk is kisove bekomas reyecha v'katavta melilis biyodecha v'chemer shazona v'alkomas reyecha. Says the Baal HaTurim, why the change in order? He says because the Torah wanted to make a smichos between this parsha and the parsha immediately before it. So the parsha right before the parsha that talks about achilas peiros is the parsha of Nedarim. Ki sidar neder l'Hashem alaykecha, lo yisa'achar l'shalmoy. V'chisechta lindar, lo yibachal chet. Moitzos v'asecha tishmer v'asnisa kasher, no dart l'fnei Hashem alaykecha, no dova asher dibart l'ficha. Some of the big psukim that underpin the entirety of Masechtas Nedarim. Says the Baal HaTurim, the Torah wanted to make a smichos between the parish of the Nedarim and the parish of Kisavar Bekerim Reyecha. Why? Remez, that schar schar lekarma loy sikrav. Shemnada ben nazir, that a person made a neder. What type of neder? He said, Hanreini nazir, lo yaskir atzmoy b'malachas hakerim. You have no right to go and make yourself a malachas hakerim, like the Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Metzia daf Tzadik Bezim and Aleph, v'lokach hiktim kerim. And that's why the Torah mentions Karen before Sod over here, which is Shalai Kedarke Shalat Torah. You're never going to find it in that order. So why did the Torah write it out of order? Because the Torah wanted a smichos between the parish of Nedarim and the parish of Kisavi Bekerem Reyecha. Because there is a person in the world who's going to make a nether, right? Nazirus is a nether. There's a hekesh between Nedarim and Nazirus. I am Nedarim, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. But really, every Nazirus is a nether. And the Torah wanted to say that if a person makes a nether, what type of a nether? Hareini Nazir, you're going to be bound now by this halacha of Kisavai Bekerim Reyecha V'achalta Anovim Kenafshcha. So I'll tell you one interesting thing as it relates to this memra of Leich Leich Amr Nazira Schar Schar L'Karma Le'Sikra. That is the Prisha in Yeridei Simon Shin Pei Gimel. This is in Hilchas Avelos. He says something very, very interesting. He says, Ha'oilim toyim b'peirusha. The Velt, when they say over this member from Chazal, Leich Leich Amrina L'Nazir, Schar Schar L'Kama Le'Sikrav, he says, I believe they're making a very, very big mistake. He says, the way the Velt says it over is they say that we tell the Nazir that you're not allowed to enter a Kerem. So what if you're near a Kerem? Schar Schar, right? Gombi Saviv. Right? Make a hakafa. Aber le karmeloi sikra. Don't enter the camp. So leich leich amr nazir. Go, go, we tell the nazir. Schar, schar. Saviv, saviv. Go around. Aber le karmeloi sikra. Don't actually enter the camp. Says the prisha, it's a toys. You know what the memra really means? What the memra really means to say is that leich leich amr nazir. Schar, schar le karmeloi sikra. You can't even go around the Kerem. Don't go anywhere near it. Leich leich amr nazir. Go away. Schar schar the karma. Loi sikrav. You can't even be schar schar. Even that's not okay. Not schar schar. Go around. Le karma loi sikrav. Schar schar the karma loi sikrav. Right. It's a question of the drop. Schar schar the karma loi sikrav. That's not okay. Not just the karma loi sikrav. Schar schar the karma loi sikrav. So is the Nazir allowed to go around the Kerem, or is he not allowed to go around the Kerem? So he says, Ha'olam toyim v'peirusha. The Velt makes the toys. The Velt thinks that, yeah, Avada, he's allowed to go around. Fakir, schar, schar is what we tell him to do. L'karmeloi snikrav, he's just not allowed to enter the Kerem. Oh, but the preacher says it's a toys. How do I know it's a toys? So the preacher says, I know it from this halacha, tucked away here in Hilchas Avelos. So the halacha over there is discussing Oval Asir B'Tashmish Shamita. Right? That's what's happening in that halacha. So the Torah brings from the Rishonim that the Rishonim say that even though Oval Asir B'Tashmish Shamita, but Kol Inyanei Kurva are really going to be mutter. Right? All in Yanei Kurva are going to be okay. Stating that, says the Torah, that even though that's the case, but at the same time, Umiyu, Mishum Lech Lech Amr Nazira, Mi Boyele Lerchuke, Shloilishan Ima Bemita Klal Adkan. Because of Lech Lech Amr Nazira, so therefore we say even the Yanei Kurva, right? Hu Yashem Bemita Zu, Vihi Yashem Bemita Cheres, it's all based on the fact of Lech Lech. So says the Prisha, if you're going to tell me, that really, if you're going to tell me really, the Nazir is allowed to be near the Keren, he just can't enter the Keren, but he's allowed to be near it. So why do we have all these harchakis? Except from the fact that Chazal, this is the Prisha talking, from the fact that the Torah from the Rishonim said that we have all the harchakis between husband and wife when there's an issue of Avelos. And it's mashma that even schor is not going to be okay. So this is a raya, says the Prisha, that ha'oyvim toyim beperushay, and really, the Noz is not even allowed to go south of Lekeren. The truth is, it's mefurish in the Rama. Rama Hilchos Nazirus Perakei Alocha Yod says like this, medivrei soifrim, sha'osir le'nozir lamoid b'moishiv shoyse yayim, v'yisrachit b'imenu harbe, sha'arei nichshol lefonif, amru chachamim saviv Lekeren, Lo Yikrav, beforeish. Amru Chachamim Saviv LeKerem Lo Yikrav. Rama doesn't say Amru Chachamim Saviv Yelech Abel LeKerem Lo Yikrav. Saviv LeKerem Lo Yikrav. It's mamish beforeish in the Rama. Develop makes a tois. Again, I know we make a tois, but the preacher says develop. Develop means kuli alma, means all the rabbanon, right? What does it mean develop? Right, what does develop mean? Right, so you do it there. Reb Shul Akitna, when he went to when the Rezina Rebbe went to him and he was trying to fakoif him the trailers and he wanted to get people to put on the trailers. So he says, no, the Rebbe knows this is the trailers. I proved it. He says, how can you put on the trailers? So he told him about the velt hittis nish. This is Reb Shul Akitna told the Rezina Rebbe. So the Rezina Rebbe went to the window and he saw a Vasa Trega walking. And he went to the Vasa Trega and he says, tell me, Vasa Trega, chomitz mishay shoy sulamaylo. It's mutter? Or it's aser. So he looked at him. His mamash had no idea what he's talking about. He says, "Chametz mishay shoyis ulamaylo." He says, "I don't speak this language. I pasha don't even know what you're talking about." So he turned to him. He says, "I don't understand." He says, "The Gemara says in the beginning of Masechtas Pesachim, Chametz mishay shoyis ulamaylo kuli amaloi pligid aser. The ganze welt says it's aser. The vasatere gevaisnish. How could the Gemara say the whole world says?" So he said, "Vaisleis. When we say the welt, we mean the rabbanon. That's what we mean. We don't mean the welt. What we mean is the rabbanon say that." He says, "No. If that's the case, you tell me the welt doesn't wear tchelis. If the rabbanon will wear tchelis, the welt will wear tchelis." And everyone will wear tchelis. This is what he told. But Al-Koponim says the Prisha, the Velt, the Oilam makes this toys. It means the Oilam Atayr. What do you think it means? Right, so the Oilam Atayr makes the toys. And that means it's Mefurish and Rambam. But I'll tell you a Dov and Ifla. Rebuvi Margolis wrote a chibur called Hazoya V'Arambam, or Harambam V'Hazoya. Where he goes and he works through different Rambams and to see how it stems with Zoya, right? Dvar Matikin, the Inkana Makum Laharach. We've spoken about this once. But Al-Koponim, in this halach in Hilchas Naziris, so on the Rambam, where the Rambam says, Omru Chachomim Sovib Lekem Layikra. So he brings the Prisha, and the Drisha also says it, by the way, that Ha'oilim Toyim Bepshata Gemara, that the Vel makes the Toys in this Gemara. So he says that although it's true, the Oilim Toyim, based on what the Rambam says, and based on what's Mavur, maybe in the Rishonim over there in the Torah, but he says, and he brings from Kama Mekoymes in the Zohar HaKadosh, that in the Zohar HaKadosh, it's Mavur, in the Zohar HaKadosh, it's Mavur, the way the Velt says it, the way the Olam says it. I'll just mention one Zohar, and that is, it's in Parshas Bereshis, the beginning of Bereshis, but it's going on a pasuk in Parshas Truma. L'umas ha-miskeres tiyena ha-tabois, Levatim, Levadim, Lase says Hashulchan. Right, so you had to have Tabois, the ringlich. It's talking specifically about the Shulchan. What was the purpose of the ringlich? To put the Badim in? It's like this, you'll be able to carry it. So the Zohar says that this is really a remnant to Sisrei Torah. That even though a person maybe can be Darish from Maisa Merkava, right, Ayin Perikain Darshin, but at the same time, you can't go right into the Merkava. What you have to do is you have to carry it by the Badim. And that's this passage, Umas Amiskeris Tiena Tabois, Levatim, Levadim. That's the way this has to go about. So the Zohar says like this, V'aldo, man de mikrav, if someone wants to come close to the Chochma of the Merkava, yikrav b'ilein badim. So what he should do is, he should go to the badim. V'loi b'med l'gav. But don't mamish go into the actual Merkava, because lech lech amr nezira, schar schar l'karma loy sikra. And Rav Ragola says that if you learn the Zohar, it's posh. What the Zohar is saying is that the Nazir can't go into the Keren. But what could he do? Schar, schar. He could be misaviv. That's something he could do. And that's what the Zohar Kodesh is saying, that you can't go into the Merkava. But what you could do is, you could touch the Badin. Meaning, this is Mamish the Welt's understanding, that the Nozik can't go into the Kerem, of a misaviv he could. And he brings Mamish chapter and verse, a whole bunch of different places where in the Zohar, it's zicha very mashma, kemoisha olam tayim. This is a case of Harambam v'Hazohar, where the Rambam is not like the Zohar, Ein Shem and his chibur. Either way, we'll stop here.